Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue in the book of Philippians. If it's possible, have your Bible ready. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 1, Paul writes, and it says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, and then he adds, with the bishops and deacons. Bishops and deacons. He did not say with the fathers and mothers. He did not say with the husbands and wives. If he had said that, we would know that the context of this message was being delivered concerning the home, but it isn't. It's being delivered concerning the local church. He said, I'm writing to all the saints which are in Christ Jesus in the town of Philippi, and I am including the bishops or the pastors and the deacons. Then obviously this book needs to be studied in the context of the local church.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Study the Word of God, we need to make that our prayer. The Holy Spirit needs to open our thoughts and our minds, teach us what He wants to teach us from the Word of God. As we pick up verse number 7 in Philippians chapter 1, Paul said it was meet for him to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. So this is an interesting verse. He said, it is meet. That word has been translated right 5 times. It's right. It's only right for me to think of you all. So when you're having a circumstance, which Paul is, he's sitting in a dungeon. As we have said before, it's dark, it's underground, it's dirty, it's wet. In fact, according to Josephus, the sewage would back up into these dungeons. Not a very pleasant place to be. What is he doing here? He's not worrying about himself. He said, I think of you all. Why does he think of them? Because, he said, I have you in my heart. We need to ask ourselves, who do we have in our heart? Are we sitting around worrying about the circumstances that we're facing today? It is so easy to do that, but Paul wasn't doing that. He was thinking of these people that were in his heart. Why? Because, he said, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Now, we've said before that word grace simply means the desire and the ability to do God's will. And these people back here in the church at Philippi, like Paul, had a desire and the ability to do God's will, and not only God's will, but to do it God's way. And so he said, I have you in my heart. That phrase, my heart, is in the Bible 84 times. He said in verse number 8, for God is my record, that has been translated witness 29 times, how greatly I long after you all. They were very special people to Paul the Apostle. Well, he says, and this I pray, number one, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Now, first of all, he says that your love would abound, that you would have love without limits. But he goes on to say you need to also have love within limits. He said you need to love in knowledge and in all judgment. He says in verse 10, to approve the things that are excellent. That word approve has been translated prove 10 times. It has been translated examine in 1 Corinthians 11:28, and it has been translated discern twice. He said you need to discern. You need to love within the limits of knowledge and judgment and approving the things that are excellent or complete, those that are sincere, he says in verse number 10. And then in verse number 11, we see that he was also praying that they would be filled with the fruits of righteousness. Now, fruit is the visible expression of a power that is working inwardly. And that we can, by the fruits, the Bible says, ye shall know them. And he said, I'm praying that your fruits, that inward working would be expressed in the things that are of righteousness, the things that are right. He said, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And then in verse number 12, he said, I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel. God has a plan. You know, we're so easy to quote that, all things work together for good to them that love God and them that are called according to his purpose, when we're not into some kind of situation that we don't like. Paul was in a lot of situations he didn't like, but as we've said before, he was a bond slave of Jesus Christ, and he wanted people to understand that all things do work together for good to them that love God and them that are called according to his purpose. Now, it didn't seem good laying in that dungeon at the time, but he said, I would, you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. He says, so that in my bonds, verse 13, Christ is manifest in the palace and all other places. He said, other brethren are waxing bold to speak, which they weren't doing before because of Paul's testimony. He says, what then, notwithstanding, verse 18, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, and I will rejoice. And then in verse 19, he said, for I know. He said, I know. He said that five times in the book of Philippians. I know. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, when the Bible is talking about salvation, it's not always talking about going to heaven. Obviously, he's talking about getting out of that dungeon. And he said, I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Well, how did that turn out? Well, he qualified that. He said in verse number 20, whether it be by life or by death, I'm getting out of this dungeon sooner or later. We have such a focus here on the temporal. Paul could look at life in the eternal and not just what was going on in this little span that the Bible calls a vapor. And so he says, whether it be by life or whether it be by death, I know that I'm going to get out of here. My salvation will come through your prayers. Well, he says, if I have a choice, verse 23, I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. He said, if I have my choice, it won't be by life that I get out of here, it'll be by death. Nevertheless, he said, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And I'll hang around this sin-sick world if it'll help you. That was his attitude, and that was his goal, and it should be ours in helping others. And having this confidence, he said, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant. Totally, constantly looking at how others are doing and what he can do to help them spiritually. He says in verse 27, only let your conversation, means manner of life, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the gospel. Now, as great a church as this was, and it was an awesome group of people here, Paul knew that Satan would have his target, he would be targeting them, and if he said, you're going to have to watch out that you don't get some disunity in there. You need to stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And then he says, verse 28, in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Now, you're going to stand for the Lord like that. You are going to have some adversaries. And so he says in verse 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to also suffer for his sake. Oh, I like that believe part. I'm not so sure I like that suffering part. Well, Paul said, let me read it again. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And he says, having the same conflict which he saw in me, and now here to be in me. In past tense, you saw that I was in this conflict with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And he said, I still am. You saw it was in me, and now here to be in me. That word conflict is the same word that has been translated in 1 Timothy 6:12, where Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. It is also the same word that we read in 2 Timothy 4:7, where Paul finally said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Well, listen to this message in song day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. If Paul had that song written when he was alive, I'm sure he would have been singing it there in the dungeon. Whatever the situation you're going through today, make it your prayer. Day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. Amen. Who's bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Father. charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me. Till I reach the promise.